welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. People tease me that I present information that is overwhelmingly of the doom and gloom kind. I don't really mean to come across that way. However, I think it is important that people make decisions for their own financial well-being on the basis of sufficiently complete information. Without the full story, it can be difficult to make wise decisions. What I look to pass along is significant information that just isn't being reported by the mainstream media. Last Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that 120,000 jobs had been added in the past month. What the regular media didn't tell you is that 90,000 of the alleged jobs increase resulted from double counting jobs for the birth-death adjustment. An investment advisor recently interviewed on this station stated that one reason for optimism for the economy was that consumer spending had increased from year earlier levels. Well, it becomes my job to explain that if you reduce the current retail sales by the increase in consumer prices over the past year, the quantity of goods and services purchased has declined. When you see U.S. stock indices rising higher, I need to let you know that mutual funds have experienced a net outflow of investor funds for 10 consecutive months. This means that the stock market increases are propped up by the U.S. government, not the free market. As the price of silver fell suddenly last week upon the release of the March 13 Federal Open Market Committee minutes, you need me to tell you that this only occurred because of the short sales of paper contracts within a few minutes equal to 80% of annual worldwide mining output. When the mainstream media gives almost no coverage at all, it is left for me to tell you that on April 5, the Egan-Jones Rating Company again reduced the sovereign credit rating of the U.S. government. Although you may be aware that the interest rates being paid to savers is now virtually zero, it remains for me to explain how this has hurt the finances of the elderly. With lower interest income to help pay for retirement, almost 3 million Americans aged 55 or older have entered the job market since the supposed end of the recession in 2009. Never rely solely on the tidbits I share with you, because I'm only giving you part of the big picture. However, it is my hope that what I share is of enough value in seeing the big picture that it pays for you to listen. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.